Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Lamed Omid Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simin Shin Samach Vav, in the middle of Sif Beis. And we begin on the very top line with Ramah. In yesterday's share, we introduced the concept of an Erev Chatzeros, which of course means that you have to have bread located in a central house for all of the people in that unit, in that Chatzer, to participate in. We gave various reasons for this, the reason of Rashi, the reason of the Rambam, to explain how this effectuates, making this to be considered as one unit. Of course, it is also surrounded by appropriate mechitzos, but just the surrounding by appropriate mechitzos would not allow you to carry from the houses into the chatzer and vice versa. However, the appropriate mechitzos would allow you to carry within the house itself. So today the Rambam adds a new separate subject, and he says, Hagah, what about Batim Shebisvina? If you have houses on a boat, Tzrichim Erev, they also require, in order to be able to carry from the houses into the courtyard of the boat, and from the courtyard into the various houses of the boat, you need to make an Erev Chatzeros if you wish to carry in that fashion. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Sheshayachim La'anoshim Miuchadim. Each of these houses belongs to a specific person. It's not owned by one person. Each of them is owned by different people. They're designated for different people. And therefore, Vahatam, Delogara Miyoshve Oholim, Shitzrichim Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, this is no different than what we discussed in yesterday's share, that you have a bunch of people traveling together, and each of them has their separate tent, and they have an enclosed area, and they want to carry from their individual tents into the enclosed area, the Chatzer, they also require an Erev Chatzeros. So too over here, Sha'afkan Habotim Kivuim Lahem, these houses are designated on the boat for these individual people, L'chol Meshech Nisiyosim Alayam, for the entire time that they're going to be on the boat, on the cruise, on the river. And therefore, in order for them to carry into the centrally located, surrounded courtyard, this chatzer on the boat, they need to make an Erev Chatzeros. Dirshu footnote number 17 points out, Omnam, Hainu Davka, Kshisha Mechitzo, Shebein HaDiyurim, Asuyos Bekviyas. That's when the separations over here between the various dwellers in these houses is a set Mechitza. Avalim Einan Asuyos Bekviyas, but they're not really set Mechitzos. So then the Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Pei Beis will tell us, in the name of the Rashba, since these boat mechitzos over here aren't real mechitzos, they can't be considered like on land. They're only put up there on a temporary basis just to have a little bit of privacy between one area and the other area. Therefore, in that situation, you would not require an Erev Chatzeros. It's all considered one unit anyway. However, the Bir Halacha brings down that it's poshut, shemak solim benuyim lolim. If they are permanent structures, not just the flimsy type of a curtain for tznius purposes, then nechshavim heim kimechitzos l'chalik bin rishus, then the dividers between these units on the boat would also function as a fully separate area for each house, and they would require an Erev Chatzeros. Dirshu footnote number 18 brings down, what about a mezuzah in this situation? Is there a difference between a mezuzah and the need for an Erev Chatzeros? So he points out that in regards to a mezuzah on these houses on the boat, so the Shulchan Aruch Pashtins in Yoridea, Shepater mi mezuzah, there is no requirement for a mezuzah. And likewise, in regards to a sukkah, on sukkahs, there is no need to put up a mezuzah. So what's the distinction over here? So Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down, Kivin she'enam diyure keva, both the boat over here and the sukkah on sukkahs is not considered a permanent type of a structure, and therefore it doesn't require a mezuzah. As opposed to, in regards to Eruve Chatzeros, the Ramah paskins that they do need to make an Erev Chatzeros, as we just pointed out, and this is because, in this respect, they are considered like a diras keva. So why in regard to mezuzah is it not a diras keva, but in regards to the Erev Chatzeros it is a diras keva? So he brings down over here from the Shelus Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Shalagabe, the mezuzah obligation, you need to have a kvias over here. Ubatim shebesfina ain't darm behem a kvias. You don't live in them on a permanent basis. But in regards to an Erev Chatzeros, if it's made over here for even one Shabbos, even 1 week, let's say, so then that's considered a somewhat permanent nature in regards to the din of Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, a boat would require Erev Chatzeros over here, even though it would not necessarily require a mezuzah. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ein in the Mogen Avram and the Elyur Rabba, the Davka Kishyesh Ba Ezeh Batim Ashiyachim Yisraelim. These houses on the boat have to belong to Jewish people. Avolim Ein Besvina Rak Bayis Echad. But if there's only one house on the boat, Ushar Anashim Shochim Besvina Asma, and the other people are living in a general area on the boat. They don't have their own private house. So then ain't Srichim Erev Klal. Then you don't need an Erev Chatzeres over here at all. Because there's only one house over here, and therefore we view this chatzer and house as being one unit, and therefore you can carry from the house into the chatzer of the boat, and from the chatzer of the boat into the house as well. The same halacha is brought down in Dishu footnote number 19, even if there were many houses over here, but only one house belonged to a Jewish person, and the rest were by non-Jewish people, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Shin Pei Beis, that you likewise would not need an Erev Chatzeres in that situation as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah includes, he says, the further discussion of this you can find in Ayin in the Bir Halacha. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Botim Shibasvina, the Chavetz Chaim writes, Be'emes L'chora Minolu L'zeh. Where do we get this idea over here about the boat? Why do the Magen Avraham and the Elyon Rabbah over here bring down that if there's only one house, that you don't require this Erev Chatzeres on the boat? However, the Chavetz Chaim says he's not sure he understands this. Be'emes L'chora Minolu L'zeh. Where do they get this over here? After all, there are a lot of people on the boat, and the bottom line is you have to be concerned if you're going to carry from the Rishus HaYochid of the house into the Chatzer over here of the boat. You may come to carry from Rishus HaYochid into a real Rishus HaRabim. So how come this is allowed over here with only one house on the boat? And he brings down that the Prima Gadim already asked this as well. He has a whole discussion as to why this may or may not be the case. And he concludes at the end, he says, Efshar da tamu, maybe the reasoning is, Dein ligzor b'sfino yosemi b'chotzer. On a boat, you only have the concern over here with the chotzer of the boat. U'b'chotzer, halo yadua, the lo mikri chotzer, raki sheyesh lo al koponim shnei batim psuchim usocho. The boat, at best, is going to look like a chotzer. And by definition, a chotzer must have at least two houses opening up into it to have any concern at all. And therefore, in this situation, when there's only one house on this boat, even though there are many people living in the central part of the boat, in the chotzer part of the boat, Akein lo gazrin and gam besfina rak beofen zeh. Therefore, the rabbis only instituted that if there are at least two houses, two apartments, so to say, on the boat, that are both living in them by different Jewish people, then you have to have this concern of making an Erev Chatzeres, but otherwise you do not. The issue footnote number 23 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shema Svina Atzma Re'uy L'dira. If in the boat part, however, it is very likely that people will dwell over there, we consider that halakhically as if there are shtei batim v'tzrichim la'arev. However, in Masvino Eino Elachotze, if the Svino is really just like a courtyard and nobody is really staying over there, so even though the people may be eating over there, you don't need to do an Erev Chatzeres. Why? Kivin Shasvina no. Feles labais, the boat part is considered tofel to the single house that you have, and therefore it's like a chotzer, it only has one house, and in a chotzer it only has one house, even if the shchenim ochlim b'chotzer, even if other people are able to eat in the chotzer, they don't ruin it for the person in the house to be able to take stuff from their house into the chotzer and vice versa, because the house in this situation is the primary area, and the chotzer is nitfeles labais, it's considered subordinate to the house. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes in Sifkot Yudalit. In this situation where you have more than one house on the boat, you have to go make an Erev Chatzeres. And he says, V'ayidei zeh yeh mutal l'taltal mibayis l'bayis. You can again carry from one house to the other house. And likewise, mibot l'sfina, from the house into this courtyard of the boat, into the central part of the boat. And below Erev, also b'chozeh. If you don't have an Erev Chatzeres, you can't do this. But nevertheless, as we learned in yesterday's shir, avul besfina atzma, in the boat itself, since it's an enclosed area, mutal atalta bekula kama b'chotzer. Just like in a chotzer, you'll have to carry within the chotzer for anything that was shoveis there before Shabbos started. Anything that was in the chotzer before Shabbos started is allowed to be carried within the chotzer, even if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres, as long as the chotzer is enclosed, so too the same halacha applies to the boat. Even if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres with the various apartments, houses on the boat, you're allowed to carry within the area of the boat as long as it's enclosed. V'chein osam svinos she'en lehem batim. Likewise, boats that don't have any houses or dwelling places on them. El shurim besvina. The people live wherever they are on the boat. They just lie down wherever they are on the boat. Harihem kishurim b'chotzer achas. They're considered all like they're living in one chotzer. And mutarim letalta b'kula b'li erev. And since it's an enclosed area, you don't need an erev chotzeres over here to allow you to carry within this enclosed chotzer. The Ramah continues and he writes, Afal pishiyesh l'sfina mechitzos, that which we said over here, even though the sfina is enclosed, you need to have an Erev Chatzeres over here if you have the houses. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Tezvav that these mechitzos surrounding the boat, shel asara tvachim, or at least 10 tvachim tall, v'dina k'rishus hayochid, and that makes the chatzer of the boat into a rishus hayochid. The Ramah continues, Vim ein l'sfina mechitzos. However, if the boat is like a barge and it doesn't have any mechitzos around it, then also l'talto b'sfina rak b'arba amos. He brings up the Beis Yosef in the name of Shiboli Lekin. In this situation, you don't have over here an enclosed area because there is no mechitza around this barge, so to say, and therefore it's forbidden to carry over here anywhere within the boat area itself more than dalet amos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tesvav. you need to have over here mechitzas of 10 tefachim. Again, if you don't have mechitzas of 10 tefachim, so then it's as if you don't have any mechitzas at all. How do you actually measure this? So the Mishnah Berurah says, umodidim mikark yosel. It brings down from Poskim that you measure it from the floor of the boat, not from the water level. The alpha pshesh ezet tefachim b'mayim, even though the boat may be somewhat submerged in the water, so if you went from the water level to the walls of the boat, you wouldn't have 10 tefachim. But if you went from the bottom of the boat to the top of the wall of the boat, you would have 10 tefachim. That does count as a mechitza. Dershu footnote number 20 explains, V'yafu pishu posek ha-shulchan aruch liel, shamayim nechshavim lekarka, even though we said before, previously in Simon Shin Mem Hei, shamayim nechshavim lekarka, the water is considered the floor, V'yad asar tefachim migova p'nei ha-mayim, and you go up from 10 tefachim from the surface of the water, then that area over there is called the karmelis. Lamalami asar tefachim, and above 10 tefachim above the water, that's called the makom p'tur. Nevertheless, over here, we're talking about something different. We're looking at from the inside of the boat up into the walls of the boat to make it into Rishus HaYochid. In this situation, you count from the floor of the boat and not from the water outside. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot Yud Zayin. In this situation where you don't have 10 tefachim, you wouldn't be allowed to carry anywhere on the barge, on the boat, Davik Karmelis, because now it has the halachic status of a Karmelis, not a Rishus HaYochid. This does bring to it a kula, however. He says, Uba'ofen zeh, in this fashion, mutu l'taltu min hayom l'socha, you would be allowed to go carry water, let's say, from the water, from the yam, into the boat, and vice versa, mitocha l'socha yam, or to spill something from the boat into the water, because you're going from one karmelis into another karmelis, and as long as you're not going more than dalet amos, the mutu l'taltu mi karmelis l'karmelis, there is no prohibition. Again, as long as you're not going more than dalet amos, you can go from one karmelis into another karmelis, and the water in the boat would both be called the karmelis. He then brings down Kosav Magen Avraham, the Miesh Batim Besvina, if you have houses on the boat. Vasvina Atzma in lo Mechitzo Shel Asar Tefachim. So you have a barge, but you do have houses on the boat. So what is the halacha in this situation? So he says, also Lahotzi Min Abatim Lesvina. Even if you make an Erech Hatzeres, it won't help you. You're not allowed to go and bring an item from the house, Lesvina, into the boat. In this situation, it's no different. Also, lohotzim nabatim lesvina, you can't bring from the houses into the boat, the mirshus hayochid l'charmelis komafik, because you're basically taking from mirshus hayochid going into a karmelis, which is an issa d'rabbanan. The issue footnote number 21 says, upashit, however, it's clear, shigamim yarvu ben habatim, if you make an erev chateres between the houses, v'yemutu l'talta mibayis l'bayis, shaloch derech hasvina, that you would be allowed to then transfer something from one house to another house, as long as you're not going through the karmelis, that would be okay. Nevertheless, lo yoel la'erev lahatil l'talta mehabatim l'svina. So even though the erev chatzeres will work to go from a house to a house, but you can't do it via going through the karmelis of the boat. So, for example, in this situation of a barge with two houses on it, you could pass from one window to the other window of the houses, but you couldn't go outside the door, walk onto the barge, and carry it into the other house. That would not be allowed. Because the whole purpose of the Erev Chatzeres means it's like you're living in one place. Here, if you all did really live in one house, you still wouldn't be allowed to carry out into the barge onto the rest of the boat, because that would be taking it from Rishus HaYochid into a karmelis. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Ayna the Ber Halacha Meshavesi Oh B'Shem Magen Avraham." And if you look in the Ber Halacha Dibra Maskel V'Ein L'Sfina Mechitzos, he brings down from the Magen Avraham as follows. In regards to Bitsiyasa de Meshan, a certain type of boat that they had in Meshan. So it was more like a rowboat over there. Shusvinos Kitanos, small little boats, Harachovos Milamala, they're wide at the top. Uktsaros Milamata ad Kehudo Shosakin. They're like a rowboat over here, or like a canoe that tapers from a wider top to a bottom. He says, "Dafilu halchi have a rishus hayochid." That still counts as a rishus hayochid. Im yesh la mechitzo shel asar tefachim. So even though they come to a pointy bottom, so to say, they would count in fact as being a rishus hayochid, and they would not have a problem of carrying within that type of a boat. And this is based upon the principle that the mechitzas go down and the mechitzas go up. And he discusses this in greater detail over here. Ayin shom the rest of this bir halacha. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, "Ayin lekam in sov simin shin pei beis and simin tof hei siv zayin," where these things will be discussed in greater detail. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Habayis shemenichem bo ha'erev, the house which you actually place the erev into, ein sorich litein pas, the owner of that individual house doesn't have to contribute towards the bread itself. Every other person has to contribute, or you have to be zocha on their behalf, the portion of the matzah, so to say, that you're putting in that house. But the person whose house it's in, he doesn't have to contribute towards the buying of the matzah box, buying of his share, so to say, of the matzahs. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Yudches, Shahari Ein Ha'eruv, the whole purpose of the Eruv Chatzeres over here, Elo Sheyachshov Kilu Kulam Darnsham, it's to make them all as if they live over there. Vaharehu Darsham, and he in fact lives over there, so there's no need to add, from his point of view, a piece of matzah to the box. It's enough that the box is in his house. The issue footnote number 22 explains, Im Yesh Lo Balabayis Echot Shtei Diros Bechatzu, but if he owns another apartment in the courtyard, and they put the box of matzahs in the house that he's not living in, so then Yitokin Shimhu Lo Yitain Pas Yesor Al Koponim Mikoach Hadira Shnia, then he would ruin it for everybody else because his other house, so to say, is not automatically going to be included in this Erev Chatzeres. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "The ain't sarich shiyah ba'eruv shave pruta." And in fact, this doesn't have to be worth a shave pruta, this Erev Chatzeres. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yutes, "La'afuki miman bi'omar b'gemara," as opposed to the opinion of the Gemara that says that an Erev over here doesn't work to make them all live in the same house, but the Erev works via a kinyan. It makes some sort of a acquisition over here, a kinyan over here. Shabal habayis maknur lehem beso avurapas, that he's, so to say, giving them rishus. He's making a contract with them, an acquisition with them, that they have the rights to his house based upon them giving him the pas. In that situation, you would need a shavu pruta to make a kinyan. In order for it to be considered a shavet pruta, it would have to be worth the pruta. And if it's working via a kinyan, then you would need to, in fact, have a shavet pruta. But here, Kamash Malan, he's telling us, Dilad Mishum Kinyanu, it's not working via a kinyan. Eloshituf Dira Bi Almahu, it's making them all considered to be living in the same house. That's why you bedavka have to give bread over here, a box of matzahs. The losagi bedover acher, and you can't give something else, kigon kli, for example, a utensil, or chayotzi bosheno maichel, or any other thing that's not a food item. Because the understanding over here is by placing this box of matzah over here in the house, the ikur diras adam hu b'makom pito, you're making it that this is his ikur dwelling place over here because that's where his food is. The person's Iker dwelling is where his food is. And Kozem is Bar Bishas, and all of this is explained in the Gemara. With that, we conclude today's shir.